I was raised in a Christian home, but I got sick of all the rules and left the church, partied and did whatever I wanted until I lost all control. I didn't know how bad it would get.
Real life starts now.
This is Real Life Radio Show with On Lay.
I felt alone. I felt lost. I felt scared.
Real stories.
I was so desperate in living such a dark and callous life.
Real people.
I was thinking there was no purpose for my life. There's no reason for me to be here.
Real problems.
I told my dad, if you try to take these drugs, I'm going to kill you.
One solution, God.
Hope is a person, and his name is Jesus.
And now your host, On Lay.
Hi, this is Evangelist On Lay. Welcome to the Real Life Radio Show, where we're going to talk to real people who had real problems, who found answers in a real God. Today, we'll be talking about what percentage of Christian kids leave their parents' faith and change to becoming either an atheist or a person of a different religion. According to a study done interviewing Harvard college students, apparently only 42% stayed with the same denominational Christian faith as their parents had. But out of that, 25% had become atheist, 14% felt the need to switch to a different religion, and 19% shifted to more liberal religions such as Unitarianism. Well, the numbers aren't as high as many in the world would tell you, but there's a good amount that becomes atheistic, which is 25%. What happens to them as they get older? Do they all fall apart? Well, no. But today, we'll have Whitney Harris, who grew up in a wonderful Baptist home. But as she got older, she decided to rebel from the faith and went to live outside of how she was taught and lived a life of partying and going against her parents' wishes. She one day got hooked onto heavy drug use and she couldn't shake it. She's going to detail it out how tormenting this lifestyle was and why she decided to come back to the Christian faith. Whitney, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Whitney, it's so great to have you with us here. Now, before we get into your story, I understand that you're only 31 years old, so you're a pretty young woman, but you got set free from drugs when you were 25. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, I've been clean for a little over 5.5 years now.
Which is amazing, because I know our audience doesn't know yet, but you were heavily tied to that thing. So let me ask you, why did you initially leave the Christian faith when you were younger? What was it that turned you off from the Christian faith?
Yeah, so I was raised in a really Christian home from a young age, and adolescent, you know, the teenage years, I just felt like the Christian faith had so many rules, and those rules were enforced in my home. We couldn't drink, smoke, we couldn't cuss, we couldn't listen to certain kinds of music. We couldn't watch scary movies. And from a young age, I just felt very restricted and I wanted freedom. That's one of the reasons I really didn't want to pursue God or the church or Christianity in general.
So you were like forced to go then, is that right?
Yes, I was forced. I was definitely forced. I had no desire to go to church every Sunday, but when I lived under my parents' house, that was one of the rules. I had to go to church every Sunday.
But looking back, your parents were pretty good parents, or were they kind of bad parents? Tell us about that.
Yes, they were good parents. They're very godly people.
Wow.
They taught us good work ethic, good morals, integrity, to always be honest. That's something my dad always prized in his life, like always be very honest to the cent, return what you have to return.
Wow. So they're great parents, but you just got sick of it all. And maybe you thought the grass was greener on the other side, it sounds like, right?
Yes, yes, I did.
So then I understand you really started to rebel and you started hanging out with kids with marijuana. You eventually got caught from your parents smoking marijuana. And I understand it was like at your house or something. Tell us the story.
Yeah, I was 15 years old. And at this time, I was not going to a public high school because I got expelled my sophomore year. And so I was in a continuation school. And so I had a lot of extra time at home. And my parents would go off to work and I'd be the only one in the house. And so that idle time, you know, you start delving into things. And I was already drawn to the darkness. So I obtained some weed and I rolled up a joint and I went into my garage and I smoked it.
Your parents' garage, you mean?
Oh, yeah. My parents' garage. Oh, yeah. And then just moments later, I hear my dad's car pull into the driveway.
Oh, my gosh.
At that point, I'm so scared. And I run inside. I'm already paranoid because I'm high. And I just knew this does not stand in that household. You know, there's no weed, no alcohol, nothing.
Yeah.
So by the time my mom got home and my siblings were there, I have a brother and two older sisters, they went into the garage and parents sat there in the garage and one by one they interviewed, starting with my brother. And then they interviewed my sisters and they just sat us down in the garage and says, what does it smell like in here? I was the last one. I'm the youngest. And so I said, well, I don't smell anything. I denied it. I lied. I didn't know what to say or do. But my parents, they knew it was me. And I got in a lot of trouble for that.
Wow. So what about the marijuana really grabbed you? Because, you know, you're coming from a very clean Christian background. And that sounds like a very negative experience. But it did grab you. You did like the high.
Yes. I like the high. And I think at first it was just that I had such a desire to rebel and to not walk the straight and narrow. I just wanted to be on the outcast, one of the bad kids doing those things. Like I wanted that. When I'd smoke weed, I was with a group of people that we were all doing it and we were all kind of rebelling against authority. And like, that was what drew me into that life. I like that. I wanted to be like that.
It was kind of cool, right? Cool compared to being a Christian.
Oh, yes, it was cool. I mean, I'm from California and Christianity there is not cool. If you're a Christian, you're considered like a nerd. I didn't want to be in that group. I want to be a cool kid.
But you know, that makes sense. So I understand that you became like a troubled kid. And when you got older, you moved in with your uncle. You kind of got along better with him at his house. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So it was really hard for me at my parents' house. I just couldn't abide by their rules. And I went to go live with my uncle. I liked it a lot better. He was in Orange County. And my junior year, I moved in with him. He let me smoke cigarettes. And at that time, I already formed a habit. I was 15 years old, and I was already addicted to cigarettes. And so I felt like I had freedom. I loved that. I was like, man, I'm 15. I can smoke cigarettes. Like, he would buy them for me. And that's how I smoked.
Oh, wow. So you have this like opposite, somebody helping you to go against what your parents' wishes were. So it felt pretty amazing, like, oh, freedom, right? At the moment.
Yes, it did. It felt like I'm an adult. I can do what I want to do. I don't need someone telling me what to do. That is what I wanted all growing up. And I felt like I had that freedom when I lived with my uncle.
So did you do other things? Did you start getting into parties and other drugs? Tell us about that.
Yes, definitely. I started drinking a lot and it started socially, you know, just drinking with friends in high school at homecoming, prom.
Yeah.
But as I got a little bit older, it became more habitual and it was like every weekend I'm drinking and going out to the clubs and I started partying down in Southern California. It started getting heavier.
Did you ever like, you know, during this time see other Christian kids or just, you know, have like a time to contemplate? Did you compare your new life with your old life? Like, were you kind of like, this is way better at the moment, at the time?
Well, there were times like when I was 18 and I really started partying hard, there were times where I was in certain situations and I knew I shouldn't be there.
Oh, so you kind of had this guilt conscious kind of situation.
Yes.
You're enjoying, but not enjoying.
Absolutely. Like I knew my parents raised me in a different way and I wasn't following that. And so I did find myself in situations reminiscing on how I grew up. I was like, wow, this is a lot different. A part of me liked it, but a part of me did feel guilty, like you said.
Whitney, let's stop there. I want to have you on our next show to talk about how eventually you gave into a very immoral lifestyle compared to your upbringing. And eventually being hooked onto drugs, it really altered your future in a way bad way. Thanks so much for sharing with us. I can't wait to hear more of your testimony on our next show.
Thank you.
Let's dive deeper into what you just heard right after the short break.
If you have a testimony you would like to share, you can audition to be on our show. Just go to www.therealliferadioshow.com. Click on Tell Us Your Story and follow the directions. You can fill out the guest release form and we will get back with you as soon as possible. If you need prayer or someone to talk to, you can always text us at 877-325-8030. Again, that's 877-325-8030. We look forward to seeing your text.
Real Life Radio is a ministry of Awakening the Nations, a 501c3 nonprofit organization that depends on your donations. If you would like to find out more about us or to make a tax-deductible donation, please visit our website at www.therealliferadioshow.com. That's www.therealliferadioshow.com. Please help us to expand the reach of these shows. We couldn't do it without you. More Real Life starts now.
Welcome back to the show, where we're going to go deeper into what you just heard. So what do you think about this? As I'm listening, it sounds like people just want to do what they want to do. It's sad to hear that Whitney grew up in such a sweet home, a home that was wholesome, maybe something like Leave It to Beaver type of environment. But deep inside of her, there was something calling out to her that she wanted more. Listening to Whitney's story, it really demonstrates the incredible temptation that is out there for Christian kids, especially if their faith isn't chosen themselves, rather chosen for them. This is an important thing to look at. What was it inside of her that made her want to rebel so bad to do what everyone else was doing and to go so desperate as to smoke marijuana in her dad's garage? Did she really think she wasn't going to get caught? It reminds me when Adam and Eve were hiding in the garden and they really thought they weren't going to be able to be seen by God himself. You know, when Christian kids decide to turn away from their childhood faith, it breaks the heart of so many. Parents, pastors, church members. It often leaves people wondering if there was something that those parents or pastors could have done to prevent that child from leaving the faith. Would God have stopped her from leaving the faith? Well, the answer is no. You see, it's not that she left the faith, but that she never chose to follow God in the first place. I have a message for all Christian parents out there. Faith can't be forced. If it could, then it wouldn't be faith anymore. It would be control. And God was never into control because if he was, he would have made us all robots without free will. The majesty of God is that he wants us out of our own free will to choose him. He doesn't want a forced type of fake love. Apostle Paul reveals so much when he said in ancient scriptures in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 16 through 17, "Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." God has always intended for faith to be about freedom to choose. That word for liberty in Greek is eleutheria, which means freedom. I love this because when the world looks at Christianity, they've pasted Christianity and Christ as something like a system that's oppressive to hold people down. But this isn't true. True faith always promotes true freedom of choice. What about you, beloved? Maybe you've always viewed faith as something that you have to do or that you're being forced to, but you know what? That's not God's heart for you. And I'm praying right now for the person saying, you know what? I'm being forced to right now, Lord Jesus, under the freedom, let me understand that you are about freedom and my freedom of choice. We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name. I hope you're blessed by this testimony, and I know that your life was touched.
To listen to more shows, search us online at The Real Life Radio Show with Anhle, spelled A-N-H-L-E. You can find us on Spotify, Alexa, and others. See you next time.